Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat. And as we've been chatting, you know, I've been thinking a lot about time recently. I realized I actually do some habits that really do help me start my day feeling like I have time to conquer the day. Now, if you listen to episode 502, you'll quickly realize that these habits won't cure how I feel when I think about my high schooler running off to college and how fast time flies. But these are habits that help me get through the day with ease and grace, so I thought I'd share them with you. During the COVID pandemic, during like the lockdown part, my daughter was really into taking online cooking classes. One of the things we learned was how to get really good at mise en place, this French term for getting all of your ingredients in place and measured out before you start cooking. Now you're probably asking, what does this have to do with time affluence? Well, I'm so glad you asked. For me, it's how I set up my environment for a successful day, and it's essential for my successful morning, one that is orderly, one of my core values, and in flow, especially if I have a busy day. I start with getting the coffee pot ready and my vitamins all portioned in this tiny little bowl I got as a Christmas gift from my bestie. So, coffee's my love language, and it's so nice to just hit that button in the morning because I've gotten everything ready the night before. I personally like to smell the coffee brewing, so I don't use a timer. And the little bowl, it just makes me so happy to look at. So two things that are guaranteed to put a smile on my face first thing in the morning are set up the night before. You might even say I've mise en placed my morning. Now, after a bit of time, the children start to wake up. The night before, I've also gotten a head start on their stuff. So my little guy's iPad for his school is charging on the kitchen counter so we don't forget it in the morning. His backpack is ready to go. His clothes are laid out for easy dressing, and he's also feeling like his day is started with ease and flow. So back in the last few episodes, I've talked about that mom guilt, right? But if I think about quantity over quality, we have this great like stress-free morning, and they're filled with connection. So I try to remember that even when time feels like it's slipping away, we have great morning connection. We have this thing we call family meeting every single morning. It's when the kids sit at the kitchen counter and my husband does the dishes and makes the lunches, and I stand with my coffee and no phones. We talk about the day ahead, say gratitude. We watch them consume their vitamins because they're tricky little kids and they don't love vitamins. We also talk about what their intentional margin is for the day. Do they have anything that they're looking forward to? If there's a big test, it's a major pep talk in the morning. The conversations vary, but it's a time where we get to help set our kids up for a successful day. So if you want to learn more about how we do our family meeting, you can pop over to my website, katiejeffcoat.com/blog, and download the free playbook I have over there. And as a bonus, if you're thinking about how you might mise en place your day, also consider identifying the night before when you will wake up and what your number one priority is for the next day. So until next time, kindness is contagious.